Marriage is described in the Bible as an exhibit on earth of our heavenly relationship with God. The church is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thus your marriage is exceedingly important to God Almighty. Dr. Bubeck comes now to pray specifically for your marriage.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that marriage is a divine plan. It's your idea. You established the home and marriage for the blessing of the married partners, the blessing of their children, and even their community and their country and their world. It was your plan that marriage would have a cornerstone of importance upon the human scene. And good marriages produce a climate of love and emotional security for any children. You planned for the intimacy and closeness of a loving marriage, that it would illustrate your eternal plan for yourself and your people. Thank you that it's in your plan and it's in your will to make marriages strong and secure. And yet the realities of our world tell a different story. Even many Christian homes are suffering in broken disarray. The enemy has successfully built walls, barriers, and very harmful relationships between marriage partners. I stand with you against that in prayer and pull down those barriers and walls that Satan tries to build between husbands and wives. I ask you to demolish those strongholds that are hindering your will. And I ask that the mighty Holy Spirit would rebuild relationships between these hurting partners that would honor you and bring joy to their hearts. Forgive us, Lord, for forgetting that marriage is a spiritual relationship. Teach those who've neglected to pray for their marriage that this is an absolute necessity, to pray daily for you to help them relate to each other. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you answer prayer and that every good marriage is a direct result of answered prayer and your blessing. Grant them wisdom to keep smooth communication flowing about their conflicts and problems with interpersonal relationships. Help them to make adjustments kindly and lovingly that will please both of them and please you. Grant to each partner the grace to forgive. In those times of failure when one violates the other, help each to be able to say those very difficult words for most of us, "I'm sorry. I was wrong. Will you forgive me?" Loving Lord Jesus Christ, financial stresses in a marriage often become a point of conflict and tensions. Grant each partner the wisdom to put you first in their finances. As first priority, help them to be faithful to set apart that portion of their income that rightfully belongs to you. And then when financial stresses come, they need to be able with a clear conscience to ask you for wisdom and help. Guard them from falling into the trap of materialism and greed. Help them to study and understand your biblical plan for financial freedom. As they correct past failures in money matters, we ask you to prosper their marriage and pour out financial blessing upon them. Teach each one to bestow daily verbalized blessings upon the other. Thank you that you use such encouraging words to build love and depth and closeness and confidence. Encouraging words guard and help us to talk to each other. It's those little niceties that we say and do for each other that refreshes the routines of life. And so help them to touch each other Help them to build affection and respect and esteem. Protect each from self-centered feelings and thoughts. Grant to each a servant's heart, a heart that constantly looks for ways to please the other. Loving Lord, we recognize that the physical relationship of marriage is your plan. You desire to keep it sacred and holy. Make the intimate beauty of their physical union truly illustrate that spiritual closeness between Christ and the church. We live in a perverted sexual world with a world system of perverted values, corrupted expectations, and distorted thoughts often seek to intrude into the sacredness of marriage. This most intimate of all human relationships is targeted by evil. Only the Lord's grace and mercy can keep the marriage beautiful and fulfilling in this area of life. Remove the schemes of the evil one to hinder and distort their physical relationship. Teach them to pray about this important area so that it will truly be a praise the Lord time and a time of wonderful benefit to each. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that agape love manifests the deepest of human commitment. It requires a person's will and emotions. Commitment love is being destroyed and violated today. Frequent practice of divorce has crept into even the Christian scene. Lord, we repent of that. We thank you that you're committed to us unconditionally and totally, and it's your will that that's the way marriage partners should be to each other. And now, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for that broken-hearted wife who's been trying to hold her marriage together. Protect her from losing hope. Pour into her the courage and faith she needs. Help her to stay in the battle for her marriage. Grant her the strength and the wisdom to be patient, confident, and full of hope. Give her the understanding to correct the things that you want her to change. Comfort her with your peace and assurance. And, O loving Lord, help that wounded husband to not give up. Grant him the wisdom to use his spiritual weapons to battle for his wife and family. Give him strength to stand against the intrusive evil schemes of darkness. Let him receive insights from you about correcting his own failures in his marriage. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you care more deeply for this marriage than either partner cares. And so may your sovereign, holy worthiness and wisdom for this marriage take care of it, put it back together, help it to truly glorify you in the worthiness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the intercession of the Holy Spirit, I place this petition before the Father in heaven. Amen.